on your chest. But you darn sure got to be able to represent that T on your helmet.
Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is The Blitz with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orrick.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, people around the world, 365 days ago, a group of young men set out on a mission to bring in a brand new sports radio show to the Fan Run Radio Network and hopefully make it great. Brandon, 365 days later, did we do it?
I don't know. I can't hear you in my headphones. Oh, okay. We're not off to a good start.
Okay. All right. Fantastic.
Just say yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We do good. A good job.
Good. Great. Well done. We can go home now, right? That was it. Our contracts are up. We got paid ridiculous amounts of money, just wheelbarrows worth of money every single week for a year. Now we're done, right? That's it. Contract expired.
I think I fixed it.
Oh. Did it work?
Yeah. I can hear you now.
Good. Good, good, good. Good morning, fellas. Today is a good day. Today is the one-year anniversary of the show's inception, which we are very excited about. It's been a fun year. Good morning, everybody. To my left, Brandon Orrick. To my right, Charlie Collier. And, of course, Chance Collins in the house as well. How are y'all doing today?
Doing pretty good, Rick.
Fantastic.
Feeling damn good, Rick.
Oh, wonderful.
Hey, top of the morning, Rick. I'm feeling fantastic.
Please stop with this top of the morning.
I figured I'd try it again, Chance. Might catch on.
Not today.
Say that again?
It's our anniversary, right?
It is.
On a glorious day like today, wouldn't this morning be the tops?
I'll give you that, Charlie.
Yeah, we got to give him that one today. Yeah, it was a year ago, I guess, we came in here for the first time. Sat down, produced a show, and never looked back since.
We did it.
Yeah.
So we just pack up and go home now?
Well, I mean, what do you think we do? You think, what do we do now? That's kind of the big thing that I was waiting for, you know? Now it's just like, well. Yeah.
I guess we can keep doing it.
You think so? You think we're going to keep getting wheelbarrows of money brought in for us?
I don't know. Nate hasn't kicked us out yet. So.
Yeah. Good point.
A lot of times he probably could have kicked us out today.
Chance, are you good for another year?
I think so.
Fantastic.
I like you guys enough.
Brandon, Charlie, everybody in?
I suppose. Yeah, you got anything
I
better
mean, I
to
mean,
do?
What are you? What else are you doing in the mornings, right?
I don't have anything better to do.
Good. Good, good, good. Well, I think here's a little bit about what the plan for today looks like. Of course, we are going to get into the top sports stories in the world today. Got a little bit coming out of MLB. Got a little bit coming out of college football. I saw some fun things going on the internet yesterday with Tennessee football and the SEC. And we got a Coach Doug's game. Do we have one tonight?
Yeah, I think maybe. He plays Auburn.
No, he played Auburn.
Oh, he played Auburn.
Spanked Auburn yesterday.
Auburn last night? Yeah. No.
Does that bring you back around a little bit?
Spanked him behind.
The demolition of the Auburn Tigers.
Brandon, I believe we're a top 10 team now in the Doug's era.
Top 10?
I mean, we got to be close.
We made it,
we're 6-0.
I think we made it to 10. I think we're 7-0, too. Maybe I saw, like, doctored tweets, but that would be weird.
Sometimes I struggle to remember if dreams were reality or not.
I don't know. So who's the toughest team he's played so far?
Florida, Georgia, or Auburn?
All right, so according to Big Cat yesterday, Tennessee is in the top 10, 7-0. They won 65-28 over Auburn yesterday.
When do we play Alabama?
Soon. They're number 8 right now.
Yeah.
And then no one else ahead. Oh, well, for SEC, at least.
Has Kentucky fallen off?
Seems like it.
Oh, that's tremendous. That's great.
Oh, wait, there's another picture here. Oh, it's the rest. Oh, Kentucky moved to 18.
Oh.
Arkansas is at 13, and Ole Miss is at 12.
No, so we got a pretty loaded back half of the schedule.
Oh, yeah. Time for a meaty rest of the schedule.
So, see, you're telling me to buy in. Oh, buy in. This is just like Butch Jones.
It's not just like Butch Jones.
We're Hawaii 6-0.
Oh, my goodness.
6-0. And we're about to come crashing down.
So you're trying to tell me that there are similarities here.
I don't know.
Between Coach Duggs and Butch Jones.
I don't know. I mean, at least he did win the Florida game. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is I'm out on his style.
I do think that we're gonna have to figure something out when the national championship comes.
Oh, my God.
Because I feel like we all want you to be there in the celebration with us, but hey, you're drawing your line in the sand right now, a little bit.
I mean, I'm just doing what I feel is right.
As an unbiased sports reporter.
Yeah.
Not looking at the team. All right. Not looking at the fandom behind it. Looking at the stats. What you see with your eyes, ain't that right?
All I'm saying, I don't know. Maybe it's flash in the pan. I don't know.
All right. Well,
let's see what he can do after this, even if he does win the national championship this year.
Okay.
Give him credit for that?
I might give him credit.
We have no game today, it looks like. Friday at 3 p.m. is the next one. South Carolina. The Gamecocks. Also, coming up on today's show, a little bit of fun. I think we're going to go back into the vault a little bit and bring back some old but great segments that we've done in the past. Remember the Florida Man, which we actually brought back recently during the quarantine time. You remember the Man? Oh, the Man segment.
That one's one we've not done in a while.
That one really is one we have not done in a long time.
I'm still a the Man virgin.
Oh, that's a good point. We're going to have to fix that. We'll fix it today. We will fix that today. So, man, we got a fun show today. We're going to get into the sports world, but we're also going to celebrate with a lot of fun things today, a lot of fun stories, just kind of tossing around and hanging out with each other. If you would like to come in on the show today, go ahead and give us a call, 865-546-8200. That is your number to join. We got open phone lines right now, and here's what we'll do. We ended a little bit early, but that just means we'll have a great long next segment. We'll take a quick break right here, come back on the other side, and then get into the sports for the day. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Blitz on Fan Run Radio. Everyone knew it was... Before we do anything else, I would like to give two shout-outs. One to the executive producer of the year, the best executive producer in all of Knoxville Sports Radio, Chance Collins, bringing us that drop you just heard. Oh, there's so much more on the way. I won't even tease the bag a little bit, but there's more on the way. And then the other shout out was to Charlie Collier for the perfect execution on the Blitz's first ever, I guess, rejoin bumper. So, two shout outs. All right, so back here on the Blitz.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Good job, Charles. I do want to say that. But before we get going a little bit further, I worked on a little something I made for you guys. You want to hear it real quick? Well, I didn't really make it. Somebody else did. But it's only right for today.
Hey, then without further ado, play whatever you got. I have no idea what this is.
It's got a very 90s vibe. Do you know?
Sorry, anniversary. It's our anniversary. Chance, who sings this song? I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Can we get a round of applause even?
Of course we can always get a round of applause.
Who sings that song? I don't even know it. Brandon said it sounds like a 90s song, and I agree.
Had a very 90s vibe.
It did, didn't it? It does. It's got a very 90s, what we called that back in the day for you youngins, is a little New Jack Swing.
That's what I was just thinking.
That's why I was telling you, just so you had an affirmation.
Thank you.
I'll go check my history books later on today.
New Jack Swing.
Not old Jack Swing.
Yeah.
Don't you get it twisted.
I mean, at the time it was new. Now it may be a little bit, but at the time.
Is it old Jack Swing now?
Yeah. Well.
No, it's still New Jack Swing. It's a genre.
I see what you mean, though. Hey, 865-546-8200. Chance, that was beautiful. That was a strong tribute to start out the day. No doubt about it. We're also going to start out the show strong by going right over the phone lines. I mean, how can you celebrate a year being on the air with this show without basically starting out with one of the four on the Mount Rushmore? Good morning, Phil. Welcome to the show today. How are you doing?
Congratulations, Fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all of us.
Yeah, to Brandon, Chance, and Chuck, and I guess...
the many other faces of the Blitz.
Yeah, which we'll go through.
Did you have somebody else before Fish Filet?
We had Big Matt, and then we had
Davis.
Gregory. Davis.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, yeah. Guys, I'm kind of getting a little tired of this Coach Doug stuff, or whatever it is. We're just pretending we're winning, or we're not.
You know... I think that you got to go into it with the mindset of this is just because I'll be honest, I kind of watch it like I watch a TV show, right? It comes on every once in a while. It's just kind of you're in it for half an hour or so. You're in it for maybe 45 minutes, and then you promptly kind of exit out of it. I love the competition aspect. I was even live texting one of my friends, and I was like, hey, you know, it's good to kind of kick the crap out of Florida. Like, and I know it's just for that minute, but I also can see why people might start to get a little tired of it.
Well, I mean, the only thing we beat Florida in is basketball. I don't understand why we're, trying to pretend we can beat them when they own us.
Hey, do you like how this does get other assistant coaches and other football programs maybe a little riled up, like how we saw the Florida linebackers coach start tweeting out highlight films of Tennessee versus Florida players back in the year? Do you think that's any kind of positivity?
No. When you're owned by somebody, we're like Vanderbilt used to be to Tennessee in football up until recently.
Oh, no.
Florida flat out owns us. I mean, now Alabama owns us. There's two teams we can't beat, and Georgia owns us, really. And we pretend we can beat them. I just don't get it. Until we do something on the field, then, it's all nice and dandy, but we just got to hope to – we can get a quarterback and beat these guys. You gonna put Gitmo out there where Coach Doug is a win?
Well, I got to be honest. I was born in 1996. I know Charlie and Brandon were around there as well. I haven't seen Tennessee really beat Florida too much in my life, so I took a little happiness over it. But that at the same time, like that, this is what we're all. This is why. We sit in here in the radio studio every morning. This is why all of us sit on the internet each and every day looking up 17-year-old football players, is because that's what we're all desperate for Tennessee to be back finally, where you don't have to, rely on video games for to get to 7-0.
Well, we're at a point now that we need that one elite player to take us to the promised land, and is that player on campus yet?
Hopefully.
Interesting question there, I think. You know, because my first thought is the quarterback is the most important position in all of football, and that is the most game-changing position. Is that there right now on campus? Maybe is that coming soon? Or can you convince me that, a really great linebacker or a really great left tackle like Trey Smith could be the most important player to Tennessee's rebuild? I think certainly I'd be open to that. So
now, you look at it, Jeremy Pruitt has improved the defense. every year since he's been in here, and you look at the offense really hasn't improved a bit. And we're going to year three.
I mean, it's been a struggle. I think it improved a little bit last year, at least in the running game. I think the running game improved.
What, Eric Gray?
I think our offense got better. We just still have that glaring issue of the quarterback issue.
Hmm. I'm glad somebody brought that up. That's good.
I mean, I think the offense got a lot better last year. They just had a terrible start to the season, but if you compare last year to the year before, they got a lot better. I mean, it's still not good enough, obviously. There's still a lot more room to grow.
It's been 1 year of the blitz, and we might as well just do it for old time's sake. He sucks. He's not a great quarterback. He doesn't need to be the starter. Might as well keep it going, because I'm not going to change on that. The guy's not a great quarterback. He's not an SEC quarterback. That's our problem. It's the quarterback position.
Huh. Well, Chance had that same statement when he was on our show on your network. And changed, has it?
Hasn't changed in 2.5 years. Has not changed. It's not going to change because he's not going to change.
Guys, you know, Chance has been kind of he's been on all these shows on this network. Is Charlie kind of follow his footsteps now? Did I hear Charlie on another show yesterday?
Yeah, you know, like the team player I am.
Hell yeah.
Phil.
I got a bone to pick with you, Charlie.
Cam didn't show up yesterday. He had something he had to take care of. So I just said, hey, I'll fill in for you. No big deal. So they could run their show smoothly.
Huh. You know, Chuck, how likes it there? I've known him. I mean, you can just tell.
I think yesterday was, I mean, I didn't even know that you had stayed, right? So, like, you were getting them on the air for the first segment. I had left and then got back in my car at, like, 2:30 or something in the afternoon again, and I heard you there. And I was like, look at that. There's Charlie. I was excited.
Well, y'all better watch out. He may end up on the drive soon.
I'd take our show over that.
Yeah.
Boom.
You got a bone to pick with you.
You have a bone to pick with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard.
Go ahead and throw my hat in here as well.
There was.
I think I know what you were about to say.
There was a certain someone.
Also, Chance, I hope you're listening to this closely.
That told me that you said these words yesterday. That yesterday, when you were on Talk Sports, it was the best time you've had on radio ever. Is that
true?
That's an
absolute lie. I never said that.
What?
That's no. That's like 100% made up.
Hmm.
You traitor.
Mm-hmm.
Traitor.
This and on the day before our 1 year show.
I didn't say that.
Brandon, do you see this?
You made Rick cry. You've made Rick cry, Charlie.
Only did Cody tell you that? Cody just trying to stir something up?
I am so hurt.
I'm not saying who said it.
Well, I know it was Cody.
Pain from a deep level.
It wasn't
John.
Well,
you think I don't talk to John?
Well, I know it wasn't John.
What, are you in cahoots?
Why, because you didn't tell John?
Keep that on the side?
No, because you know, I know that Cody's the one that likes to stir stuff up, and he lives with you. That makes so much sense. You don't have to be like Sherlock Holmes to figure that one out, that Cody's the one that told you that.
And
Do it to him.
What the hell are you wearing this morning?
I think
have
I
you seen
sexy.
This, Chance? No, you can't see it because Charlie's not on the Periscope today. His camera's not on right now. He's
I haven't
wearing
been on the Periscope in like 2 weeks.
He's wearing a Bam Adebayo jersey. Bam Adebayo, Kentucky.
But it's the Miami Heat jersey.
I don't care.
The Heat isn't like a local team that would be like, oh, you're right, but it's the Heat. It's not like a Derrick Henry and the Titans. Like, if you came in with a Derrick Henry Titans jersey, they'd be like, you know what, it's local. Okay, we're all with it. But Miami.
Well, I'm
Miami,
a Miami Heat fan.
But that doesn't do anything for our justification. Mm-hmm.
Bam.
He's one of my favorite players now. because he's so good for the Heat. And he wasn't really like that memorable at Kentucky. He was there for a year, played pretty decent, and dipped.
All I'm saying.
Although I will say, Brandon, you have defended Coach Cal. You have defended Coach Cal more than wait, hold on. It's all coming back to me right now. Let's speaking of the great history of the Blitz.
Hold on, let me.
Okay, fine.
All I'm saying, Charlie, given the situation yesterday, given this morning, all I'm saying is you better watch yourself and you might find yourself on suspension.
All I'm saying, Brandon, is that A, watch that tone with me, sir. B, how about you think critically when Cody goes home and tells you something instead of just believing it, you know?
Did you believe it last night, Rick?
I did.
I believed it.
I did. Felt
seems
very,
like
felt
seems
very
like some
genuine and honest.
Seemed like something Charlie would say.
That doesn't sound like oh, that's the most fun I've ever had on radio. Like that's not something I would even say.
Yeah, I don't know.
Brandon, I mean Chance, can you give me a good old fashioned record scratch real quick? Brandon, aren't you the one who defends Coach Cal more than anybody else that I know? Speaking of the great history of the Blitz, you are the show's known Coach Cal lover.
Listen, I've got
we even have family evidence from the opposition from you. Your own family has said that they were disappointed and that they were shocked and appalled that you would cross the line to defend Coach Cal by such standards.
Do I like that he's at Kentucky? No. But I like him.
He's scum.
I like
him. He is the scum of the earth.
He's good for college basketball. He's entertaining.
One of you is wearing a Kentucky player shirt while going against Coach Cal, and the other one is getting mad at you for wearing a Kentucky shirt while defending Coach Cal. This is a disaster in studio right now.
I'll take the shirt off.
Please don't. That is the last thing we need. Should we go to the phones?
Yeah, why not?
You had a nice surprise.
Get him in here.
I don't have a text, so...
Fish!
What's up, Fish?
Oh!
Glove!
Good morning. How are you?
Going good. How's it going, guys?
Doing pretty good.
What's up, Fish?
Well, not much. How's it going, Champ?
Going good, man. Always great to hear your voice, especially on the anniversary day.
Yeah, well, happy anniversary. I actually just thought to myself, I guess I was on 3 months after you guys came on. I was on for 6 months, and then it's been 3 months since I left.
Oh,
so
wow.
I was there for the middle 6 months.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't realize you were here that
long.
Yeah,
that was the fastest 6 months ever.
Fish, we're doing later in the show, we'll be doing our top five Blitz moments.
Yeah, and I want you to know that you're in none of mine. Not one.
Oh, well. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it. I think I deserve at least probably two.
I think you have three definitive ones in mind, and then I think I took a fourth out just for a little bit more variety.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm interested to hear that. So
you can be in all of my top five. I'll just make them up, though, because I don't have any memories with you, but they'll be good.
Well, I guess the majority of my conversation is going to be directed at you today, Chuck.
Oh.
The first part.
Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, no.
The first part is to defend you a little bit. Oh. I mean, you got to put out some fillers. You know what your worth is. You got to put out some fillers and go out to some other shows and see what's going on out there in the world.
Oh,
I don't know about that one actually. I appreciate you trying to defend me, but
they used to give me crap for this all the time, but I believe I'm the only person in Fox Sports Knoxville history to do the fan-run Pentagon, to be on all five shows.
Oh, I think that might be... No, John. John one time lost a bet, so it's the two of you, and that's it.
How did you end up on all five?
One day, right?
Well, I trained on three and out. So I was on there for 2 or 3 days, and then I came on the blitz. I produced Talk Sports. I produced for The Drive, and then I co-hosted.
You think Overtime. You're the only one to ever do that?
I think in that case, I think
you think you're the only one to ever do that.
A few people.
Well, it sounds like there's just two.
Sounds like there's a challenge for me right now.
I've done all five.
I've hosted three and out for multiple days. Yeah, I've been on Talk Sports, done this show.
Driving
been on
overtime.
The drive, and overtime.
Time slot, just like Brandon, just like Eric. I mean, like Rick. I said Eric. Just like Rick.
What's up, Eric?
What was that? I didn't hear it.
No, I said I've been on every show, just like Rick, just like Brandon. We've all been on every show on the network.
Brandon didn't say three and out.
I've hosted three and out multiple times.
Three and out all left for a week one time, like 6 months ago, and so we had to have this rotating thing for like 2 weeks. I remember that vividly.
I don't know if that counts or not.
Oh, but you cutting your teeth getting into the radio, that counts.
But I trained with three and out.
Yeah, I'm taking it to the grave as the sole Pentagon person of Fox Sports.
I think John did it all in one day.
A fish.
But I don't know. I digress.
Okay, I probably did it in the shortest amount of time. I'm going to move the goalpost a little bit.
I don't know if that's true either, buddy.
I just said one day. There's no less than that.
Okay, forget about it. Forget about it.
It was a good effort,
you
fish.
Win.
It was a good effort, fish.
I don't like winning in that. I feel guilty.
Hey, winners.
Fish, Charlie had a question for you.
Fish, I consider you a man of high morals, and I just wanted to get your opinion on something.
Oh, no.
Do you think it's okay to cheat in bar trivia?
Hell no. I almost responded to Chance with his garbage tweet yesterday that said everyone in all caps cheats. No, we don't. No, we don't.
Thank you, Fish.
Everyone doesn't.
Can I provide a counterpoint that, you know, I've had a long time to think about. Can everyone agree here that at least 1% is cheating?
Oh, yeah.
Then why, like, who's stopping you from just evening the playing field? That's what Chance was saying yesterday, right? If at least 1%, you're automatically at a disadvantage, right?
Oh, well, Chance, if everybody's injecting heroin, are you just going to inject heroin too?
Not the same.
You know what, Rick? You want to know what keeps me? You want to know what keeps me from evening the playing field?
Yes.
A strong moral compass. And integrity.
A compass? A strong moral compass.
The shopping cart theory.
Is that what you've got?
Is that not how the term goes?
Yeah.
It is? Okay.
But that's what you've got?
That's what I've got. And integrity.
Yeah, I've got it
integrity.
It looks like Rick and Chance are cheaters.
Bad people.
No, I'm just saying that, like, look, if 1% out there is doing it every single
time.
That's
a bad take.
Then it's
Stop.
Not. What? You don't think that more than 1% are cheating?
I just agreed with that, but that doesn't mean you should do it.
Yeah,
I'm
doesn't
saying
make it
if
right.
You want to, if you want to even out the playing field a little bit, or you can just play an underdog for the rest of your life. You can just accept.
You know
that
America
loves
an
underdog.
You know what evens?
That you have the lower ground.
You know what evens the
I
playing
never
field?
Accept that I have the lower ground. I will move
my
way to the high ground.
My monster brain
evens
my the playing field.
My big knowledgeable brain.
I will do an Obi-Wan Kenobi 6 somersault flip to get to the high ground. Okay. I'm not over it. I'm not against it.
All right. Well, I know you guys are up against it, so I was going to make my last point about Charlie. I had a bone to pick with him about something he said yesterday on air. Right at the end of the show, Charlie was talking about, I think it was Brandon, or it was Brandon talking about Morgan Wallen's arrest.
Yes.
And Brandon said, oh, yeah, newer bro country guy. And Charlie was like, no. Not a bro country guy.
Rick defended too.
Yeah.
Rick said he wasn't bro country either. I feel like he's prototypical bro country.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Okay. Let me tell you here. from 2013 to 2017 was prime bro country era. He's one of like the few people that still have that voice talk about like the five things that bro country things talk about. He most of his songs doesn't have real instruments. He's made songs with Florida Georgia Line. Mm. He's got that terrible techno sounding song with Diplo.
Phil, not Phil. West Fish.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
You're making me want to turn you off right now, Fish.
What are you doing?
If he's not,
I totally disagree with your take. Totally disagree.
Okay, I'll make sure to get my country music advice from Rick Butler from now on. All
right, well, you should get it from me because I'm a country music expert, Fish.
Well, you should probably remove that title if you think Morgan Wallen.
I wouldn't consider him not bro country either, but I wouldn't consider him bro country. I think he has the ability to play instruments and write good songs and all these other things.
Most bro country people do have the ability, but they don't.
But he is so much of on a different level than like Florida Georgia Line Luke Bryan. Like those guys are full bro country 100% of the time. Of course, nowadays you have to release some kind of pop song, right? That's what sells. But he is.
No, you don't.
But you're selling out.
Totally different.
So he's a sellout.
You don't have to release.
Morgan's got a couple bro country songs, but the majority of his music is not bro country.
I agree, and I think that his natural sound is not bro country.
When he covered Cover Me Up too, I especially started to really come around.
His sound is almost identical to Florida Georgia Line. What are you talking about?
No, it's not.
I'm gonna have to check.
I mean, he wrote a lot of their songs, but
it's the same. It's the same nasally mediocre voice.
It's 3-2.
Did you say nasally and mediocre?
You got personal beef with Morgan Wallen.
His voice is not special by any means.
Did he steal your girlfriend at some point in your life? You got a grudge or something?
But the fact that yesterday you want to call him, he's more of a traditional guy, is a trash take.
I didn't say more of a traditional guy.
That's exactly what you said.
I just said not bro country. He's more like traditional than bro country, but he's somewhere in the middle.
Well, I hate to admit it, but I think you're wrong on this one. And I mean, I know there's some bias from him being Tennessee and a Tennessee fan, but that doesn't excuse garbage music. Thanks, guys. Happy anniversary, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Good to hear from you, Fish.
Glove, glove.
Wow, Charlie. Wow. You got put in the body bag 2 days in a row by callers.
Wow. Let it be known, though, I disagree. I disagree. I disagree with Fish.
I'll be honest, I couldn't tell you one Morgan Wallen song.
All right, I'll play one for you.
You haven't even heard Whiskey Glasses?
No. Yeah, that's the
only
one
I know. Whiskey Glasses.
Radio on Fox Sports Knoxville. Yeah, she likes sweet, I like me sweet tea. And she likes my boots with these blue jeans. She likes popping buttons on my pearls, man. She likes my cowboy hat, but she loves me for my twang. Reminds her of a little hang. When she hears me on the radio, she knows that it's me by the way I sing.
10:42 back here on the Blitz. Rick, Brandon, Chance and Charlie rolling through hour number one as Rick is getting his headphones situated. Oh, you got the rat's nest back. That's great. It's great. No, the music ended.
Oh, no. I was just enjoying it so much, I forgot to fade it out even further. I was just like, oh, yeah, give me some more Mason Ramsey.
So, Rick, you said we're about to do an opening drive. Do you have one? Uh-huh. Oh, we already have one. All right. Charlie, cue the music. That way we don't have to wait for the pause.
There you go. That's smart.
Oh, also we have breaking news.
That's part of it.
Never know what to do in this little window of nothing.
I got it working again.
I think you just dance.
All right, here we go. Opening drive. Man, we are going back to what has worked on this show. So, First down and a little bit of breaking news. The Premier League is set to resume play on June 17th after the clubs gave Project Restart the green light at a shareholders meeting on Thursday. That was reported 6 minutes ago by ESPN. So Premier League soccer has found their return date.
That's big.
Now, I wasn't sure if, like, I guess there were other soccer leagues that had already started.
Well, yeah, like the Bundesliga has already started.
Okay.
Bundesliga.
But yeah, that's big. The Premier League coming back June 17th. Now we just need some American sports.
Yeah, yeah. And I still think that we are getting ever so close to that. All right, second down. Phil Mickelson wants annual match, but this time with the likes of Steph Curry and guys like Michael Jordan. So I know we had talked about this a little bit yesterday, right? How we thought that, you know, of course they should do the match next year. And maybe you can even expand it a little bit. I don't know. I'd like to hear y'all's thoughts. I did like the kind of four, maybe six person, but I don't want this to turn into just another celebrity golf game. I think when you do have, you know, basically two stars and two celebrities, I think that's cool. And if you get guys like Steph Curry or Patrick Mahomes or Tony Romo, those are guys that Mickelson had mentioned, that would be awesome.
I saw someone had mentioned, I can't remember who it was, but doing OJ and MJ.
Oh, I'm Team OJ, baby.
Two guys, two huge stars that love golf.
Wow.
Well, Michael Jordan in general would be great because the trash talk from him would just be amazing. And Steph Curry can really play golf. He's really good.
I'd pay like $10 for an uncensored stream where they don't bleep out the cuss words and stuff like they were doing
Sunday.
That would
be kind of cool.
I'd pay $50 to watch MJ play with Phil and Tiger, to watch Jordan. I'd pay $50 for that.
Well, what if it was Phil, Tiger, Michael Jordan, and OJ Simpson?
I'd pay $100.
I'd give up my firstborn.
I think OJ's still untouchable right now. He's a little too soon.
I don't know if
he's trying to make the resurgence.
This might be a bad take, but is it just me or has OJ become like kind of likable now?
Well, that's what he's working on. He's reshaping the image, Charlie.
Like you play his Twitter videos and like, hey, Twitter world, and you're just like, oh wow.
How long has he been out now? Has it been almost a year? Has it been over a year?
It's been over
a year.
Years, right?
Really? It's been that long?
He's like a fun uncle now.
I don't know. Maybe it is almost time. Maybe he can make it a push, a resurgence to the spotlight.
I mean, Ray Lewis killed a couple guys, and he still got to win a Super Bowl and have a good time. And
I don't know if TNT could just bring in OJ Simpson, you know,
right,
just for golf, for charity. But it's an interesting thought.
What are you saying, Chance?
OJ was released on October 1st of 2017.
Oh, wow. It's been almost 3 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
The more you know.
So anyways, that is what Phil Mickelson is looking at for the future of the match. Third down. This was kind of crazy. Last night, as a part of TNT's All Elite Wrestling, the ending of the show found Mike Tyson, or as I like to say, Macaroni Mike Tyson, Henry Cejudo.
What did you just call him?
Vitor Belfort.
No, that's not what you called him.
And Chris Jericho all inside an AEW ring brawling it out.
What did you just call Iron Mike Tyson?
No, you know what? I called him Macaroni Mike Tyson. Macaroni Mike. Soft Mike Tyson. Old Mike Tyson. Boomer Mike Tyson. Macaroni Mike. Get the iron out. There's no more iron.
Boo.
I'll tell you right now, Macaroni Mike, if you want to mix it up with Chris Jericho in the All Elite Wrestling ring.
You mean a couple actors couldn't take on Mike Tyson?
You will eat it. Macaroni Mike stands no chance against Chris Jericho, even if he does have very recently retired UFC fighter Henry Cejudo, and if he has UFC MMA legend Vitor Belfort, it doesn't matter.
Mike Tyson sucker punches Chris Jericho right in the face and knocks five of his teeth out.
Yeah, you're telling me a real fighter can't beat an actor?
No, there's no way. There's no way that old ass macaroni Mike Tyson is going to beat Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho's probably just as old.
He's only like 4 years younger, I think. I'm going to be totally honest. Mike Tyson's 53. I want to say Jericho's 49.
Also, you know Chris Jericho is Canadian?
Yeah. He's from Montreal, I believe.
Oh, so he's soft like ice cream.
Yeah.
Who's Mike? Yeah.
No.
Mike Tyson.
Putting so much disrespect on Iron Mike right now. I can't deal.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Macaroni Mike waltzed into Chris Jericho's ring yesterday, and, you know, you get what you deserve. You get what you deserve. So I'm fully on team Y2J.
So despite your disrespect toward Mike Tyson, you're telling me that Mike Tyson and Chris Jericho are embroiled in a wrestling feud?
So
they got embroiled?
The embroilment has happened, Brandon.
Oh, they got embroiled. It's never good when you get embroiled, Charlie.
Never. So essentially the whole Mike Tyson thing in the last week has been wild. Because about a week ago, it was announced that Mike Tyson was going to be on the AEW pay-per-view show on Saturday night presenting the championship belt. On the exact same day, it was reported that Mike Tyson had an interest in getting back in the boxing ring. And then a couple days later, he shows up at AEW. He does present the belt to Cody Rhodes, Dustin Rhodes' son. And then, like, on that same day, the report comes out about the bare-knuckle brawling $20 million contract, and now it looks like he's going to be on AEW for the next couple weeks, eventually leading up to some kind of match with Chris Jericho. So if this really is the comeback for Mike Tyson.
Was that third down?
Yeah.
We need to get to fourth fast. We're up against it.
Fourth down. Brandon,
it's a good
sad
producer,
news on fourth down. The Falcon 9. You know what this is?
Oh, yeah, how was the space trip yesterday?
The space trip? Unfortunately, it was delayed.
Already.
Delayed?
Delayed.
What do you mean delayed?
It was delayed due to bad weather. Because, you know, you can't fly a rocket ship in the middle of a thunderstorm.
I thought 2020 was a futuristic year and you were being held back by rain?
Don't worry. We're just pushing for Saturday.
Doesn't sound very futuristic to me.
Hey, you want to go against Mother Nature? She always wins. How do you defend Mother Nature, the greatest offensive player in history? So it looked...
You just ratted out, I guess.
Old Elon Musk. Maybe Elon Tusk could have done it. I don't know, but Elon Musk... And the NASA people, they couldn't do it.
I feel like if you can get to space, you can go through rain. But I don't know science.
Don't worry. They're going to try for Saturday at 3:22 p.m. So I'm all in. That right there is your opening drive. And we got to take a break because we're going to end hour number one right after this.
This is the Blitz.
All right, back here on the Blitz. About 3 minutes left in the show. Let's end it with some fun. Charlie, can you hit the music, please?
Yes, I can.
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
All right, let's head down to Monroe County, Florida.
Where is this?
Hold on, I got a ad in my way. It's blocking me from reading the story.
I'll look up where Monroe County, Florida is.
Monroe County, Florida. Here's the headline.
Oh, it's on the very bottom.
Florida man accused of kicking a chicken like a football player would a field goal. Bird suffers broken ribs, deputies say.
Whoa.
This ad is in the way. I can't. Hold on. Give me just a second. I'm sorry.
You need
stupid
a good
ads.
Ad blocker.
I do. I do need one. A Florida man who was upset about the noise a chicken was making grabbed the bird and kicked it like a football player would a field goal, according to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office.
You know what this is? You know what this is the exact scene from? You punted Baxter! He picked him up and he punted Baxter right off the bridge!
Deputies say 43-year-old Nicholas Kevin Chu's girlfriend called them on March 22nd to report that he kicked a chicken while they were arguing, and she was worried about the bird's that the bird's leg was broken. Seems like a weird thing to be worried about.
Yeah.
Chu reportedly admitted to kicking the chicken out of his way because he was upset with the bird's noises.
I think I'd be more concerned about the bird-kicking man rather than the bird's leg.
But it was a separate witness who said that the suspect kicked the animal with the same amount of force an athlete would use. The Rhode Island red chicken named Hoon was found standing nearby on one leg.
Is that a German name?
I'm not sure. It was taken to an animal hospital where a veterinarian determined it had suffered 4 broken ribs. The bird has since been reunited with its owner, who has chose to press charges. And Chu was arrested on charges of animal cruelty.
Good. I hope they get to the bottom of this. All I can picture in my head, Brandon, is Jack Black kicking, punting Ron Burgundy's small dog right off of the bridge in Anchorman.
Yeah, I have a couple thoughts here.
Okay.
First, that's got to be the world's strongest chicken. Just a couple broken ribs from a professional athlete.
Well, and a broken leg.
Oh, I thought we said their leg was thought to be broken but wasn't broken.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know. He's just standing on one leg. Maybe he just likes
second
to stand
leg. Come
on,
man. You can't kick chickens. You can kick pigeons, if maybe. You can definitely kick geese. Can't kick chickens.
Who is getting close enough to kick a goose?
The goose is gonna kick my ass.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you want to kick a goose, I feel like it's socially acceptable.
You would have to really kick that thing harder. It's coming right back at you. A goose?
Yeah.
Those are big birds.
They're devil birds.
I feel like. I don't know about the whole kicking birds thing, man. Like, you might have to go to Monroe County, or that's like a Florida man kind of thing. Just going around kicking birds?
Geese are evil. Geese are the worst animals that have ever been created and have ever lived and will ever live.
Worse than the murder hornets?
Oh, by far.
There it is. Geese. Scary animal. Hour number 2 of the Blitz, right after this.
All